Talking Heads version of it, the Lord version of it. That's brand new from the tribute album. And Benny King did Stand By Me. I love that song. I hope you do too. And now let me play you something else new. There is a film coming. It's about Amy Winehouse. It is it's a biographical film. It's called Back to Black. And Nick Cave and Warren Ellis have the title track from it. And you're going to hear it right now. New at WUSB commercial free. This is called Song for Amy at WUSB. Thank you.
disappeared from me. I gave you everything you ever wanted. It wasn't what you wanted. The men who love you, you hate the most. They pass right through you like a ghost. They look for you, but your spirit is in the air. Baby, you're nowhere.
Fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And girl, you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you.
If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah.
We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't.
WUSB, there you go. The Righteous Brothers. That is such a great recording. Historic. One of the great American songs of all time. Actually co-written as well as produced by Phil Spector. And I kind of always wanted to do that segue since the first time I've heard the Octone Baby album by U2. Those are those kind of things that go through your head when you were basically born in radio, as I seem to have been. But that song by U2 called So Cruel. This is WUSB, Stony Brook. I'm Dennis McNamara. So Cruel is one of my favorite U2 songs that no one seems to know about. It's the hidden gem on Octone Baby. They had to do it for like the first time in decades when they played The Sphere. And I think they were quite amazed at the result it had. I used to always get on their case about they should do that song live. Now they're doing it. Only took 20 years or something like that. But I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you're enjoying the music I'm playing for you today at Stony Brook. It is my pleasure to be here. Bill McNulty will be in at 12 o'clock, the legendary Bill McNulty and the Captain. They're going to be here. And let me quickly recap what we played there. Benny King's Stand By Me, another American songbook classic. Fitting in great American classics along with new things like that one from Lord. What a great version. It is from the tribute album Stop Making Sense, which is out there with a bunch of people on it. Her version of Take Me to the River, and then we heard the Heads version of Take Me to the River, and then You Two, So Cruel, and the Righteous Brothers. You've lost that love and feeling. Hey, I got to do a public service announcement, so I'm going to do this. I do it quite often when I'm here, but I think it's important. I think you need to register and vote on this November election day, because we're looking for a new president, and we're looking to a newly elected president. Let me be precise there without taking sides, because I easily could. But I think what you have to do is go out and basically contribute to what we call democracy in this country. Maybe it's sanity. Maybe it's just you need to express yourself at this point in time, because there's no reason not to. You got the right to if you're 18 or over. If you're just turning 18, register to vote. It's very, very easy, and it'll make you feel good. There's something good about going in and doing something that's been a tradition in this country since our forefathers told the British that they don't own this place anymore, and it continues every day. And you can't miss the activity coming up on this election, because you can't miss it. It's everywhere. So please do that. Go out and register to vote, and make sure you do vote. And also, if you can give us some money here at Stony Brook, we are in the middle of raising some funds. 631-632-6901. 631-632-6901, because this is an important radio station. You need community radio stations. They have to be maintained in America, because they help your sanity and your insanity at times. It goes all over the place. Here's a guy. This guy's from Liverpool. He's been a singer for a long time. His name is Ian. And he has a band, and they are back together, I'm glad to say. And this is from one of their really wonderful albums called Ocean Rain. At WUSB, say hello to Echo and the Bunnymen. Here they come now.
Stab a sorry heart with your favorite finger. Paint the whole world blue and stop your tears from stinging. Hear the cavemen singing, good news they're bringing. Seven seas swimming them so well. Glad to see my face among them, kissing the tortoise shell. A longing for some fresher feeling. Forever kneeling, where's the sense in stealing without the grace to be it? Shower me in water games, washing the rocks below.
taught and tame in time to your flow.
Seven seas swimming them so well, glad to see my face among them, kissing the tortoise. Seven seas swimming them so well, glad to see my face among them, kissing the tortoise.
Thank you. I see you. All I needed was the love you gave. a love born once must soon be born again. A spark that burned then died, leaving cinders to be fanned by the wind and thrown to flame. Flames like tongues impassioned in a moment's burst. Tell me, friend, why do you stand aloof from your own heart? The truth confronts you. The truth confronts you as the sea, crushing without detail, impassioned and detached. Love smashes stances, love crushes angles into black. So you, without question, know your first love is your last. And you clammy tale, to be seen beside her at the public bar foot rail. I always wanted to be matched with her, yet her beauty was so different to mine. My beauty needs an understanding and a knowledge of what I am. Hers is enough, earned through eons, for that is what true beauty is.
That is one of the strangest songs that Pete Townshend recorded in his solo career, from an album you don't hear much about, but is really interesting, called Chinese Eyes and People. Stop Hurting People. Good thought, definitely. Dennis McNamara. WUSB is where we are for at least another 20 minutes. I'll be here. And then I understand Bill McNulty is off on a secret mission, so the captain's going to be taking over the reins of the show coming up at 12, Captain Phil. So we'll definitely look forward to that. That should be a unique opportunity here for all of us. And let's see, what did we hear before, Mr. Townshend? Yes, Only You. Called Yazoo in England. When they put the record out in America, or actually before they put it out, they discovered somebody else. I believe it was an R&B or a disco band owned the name Yazoo in the United States. So basically, they are Yaz in North America only, I think. I think it held for Canada, too. And if you go to England and you say, oh, I love that band, Yaz, they go, oh, I don't know them. Who are they? Even though they're from there. And Only You was the song we heard from that. And then let's let's find that list again here. Oh, yeah. Computers are computers, aren't they? Don't we have so much fun with them? My goodness. This one just disappeared on me, and now it's come back. There it is. Because I write them down into the computer, and then I play them, and then I forget what I play. But what I played was a song that is being written about. It's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorites from Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's called Californication. And it's now being viewed as a song that predicted the future, because I think it was done around 1999. And so many elements, people say, of the song are about things that have happened in 2024 or are about to happen. So I'm sure it's entirely coincidence. But then again, there are those that believe there is no coincidence. And many of them are fans of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Everybody is a Star comes from the one and only Sly and the Family Stone. Oh, love Sly. And I'm glad he's getting his money. Apparently, he'd been ripped off for a long time, but he got a bunch of money back, and he's doing better than he was doing, which is great. And Echo and the Bunnymen got us started from Ocean View, an album that I highly recommend. And the song we heard was Seven Seas. Again, if you want to call and get us some money here, that would be helpful because we are in a marathon. And it's 631-632-6901. 631-632-6901. You know, when I came in earlier, Steve was on before me. Hey, I want to mention the two marks are on tomorrow. That's right. Yep. You get a Mark doing the blues from 8 to 10 and a Mark doing insanity from 10 to 12. Mark Klein does the blues and Mark Green does the insanity and great music. So that's tomorrow happening here at WUSB. Anyway, I was saying when I came in, Steve was playing this whole set of Springsteen music, and it made me think that, you know, Bruce has written songs for other people. And it might be fun playing a few of those before I disappear on you. So I'll start with the one and only, the great Miss Patti Smith on USB.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
We'll be right back.
I love The Cure. That is from Head on the Door at WUSB. And a song called Push that they often do in concert. And I'm not going to say any prediction about this new Cure album that apparently is done and ready to go, except I'm beginning to think Robert's having second, third thoughts, which does happen when a band, you know, they went out, they had pretty much finished the album, but they went out and toured America last year, one of the biggest music tours of 2023. And they played a lot of the new material live. And sometimes what happens is after you've played songs live and you haven't put the record out yet, you go back and have second thoughts about what you're going to do with them. Or you come up with something else and you want to replace them. But I'm not sure what's going on there. I got to check in at Cure headquarters and find out, because we really do want to know when that new Cure album is coming. In the meantime, thank you for listening. I'm Dennis McNamara, WUSB Stony Brook.